Chester County has at least 6 neglected cemeteries holding the remains of black troops who fought in the Civil War. One, located in East Fallowfield Township, is the focus of a new preservation effort. But as WHYY's Laura Benshoff reports, ensuring that these graves will be kept up takes more than a promise.
Tucked away in a wooded no-man's land between 2 planned communities in Chester County are the graves of an estimated 150 people, including 10 Civil War veterans who fought in divisions of the U.S. Colored Troops. The cemetery doesn't have a name, but it's sometimes called the Hutchinson Cemetery after the church that used to be there, or the Dairy Cemetery for a nearby road. Some of the tombstones belong to soldiers who fought in segregated units in Virginia and South Carolina. 150 years later, they're tilted, knocked over, or barely visible among trees and thorny bushes.
Oh, good to see everyone. Yes, we will have Reverend Eggleston. He's going to do the prayer for us, please.
On a recent blustery morning, James Jackson from Coatesville organized a commemoration ceremony inviting local political and religious leaders to pay their respects.
Let us bow our heads as we look to the Lord. Eternal God, our loving and kind Savior, we thank you that you have blessed us, Father God, to come, Father God, on this historical day.
Jackson is the kind of civically engaged older guy who makes his own recordings of council meetings and pushes elected officials to commit to community projects like this one.
We'll be back here on the 4th Saturday in April.
Amen.
And we would love to have you all back here again.
Officials have made promises to permanently preserve these graves against natural destruction or encroaching development before. Similar efforts in 1981, 1989, and 2002 ran into roadblocks or lapsed after a few years. Pastor Robert Davis led one of those pushes when he was head of the new Hutchinson Memorial UAME Church. He hoped his congregants, who were paying for plots in other cemeteries, could use this one. But there was a problem.
I guess I didn't realize that even a graveyard has to pay the taxes.
The property had been sold off in a sheriff's auction. Davis wanted to buy it back, but eventually settled on a promise from the landowner to take care of the graves. That didn't happen.
On my part, I didn't follow through on that. I didn't come out on a regular basis to check it out.
Newspaper coverage of the cemetery and Davis' attempt to fix it up also backfired. Looters used information in the articles to come dig up the graves and steal Civil War buttons and badges. Without owning the land, it can be hard to care for any neglected cemetery, historic or not. Laws protecting graves vary by state, and Pennsylvania's aren't particularly helpful, says local historian Dan Lindley.
There's actually a Pennsylvania state law that requires townships to contribute money each year to the maintaining of cemeteries. Right? That's the good news. The bad news is it's not to exceed $30 a year.
That law is from 1923. Erecting a fence or sign and keeping the area clear of brush costs a whole lot more. Black family or church cemeteries also sometimes had less institutional support or were not recorded when land changed hands, says Sweetbriar College professor and cemetery expert Lynn Rainville.
Up until the 1960s, Jim Crow affected not just African Americans in life, but also in death in a lot of communities.
Economics also played a part, she says. Families move away and churches may close or merge. When a neglected cemetery does get preserved, typically a community group or church or township adopts the site.
We've come this far by faith.
At the commemoration ceremony for the Dairy Cemetery, State Representative Harry Lewis promised organizer James Jackson and assembled residents he'll help do just that.
We are going to resurrect this area.
Amen.
And we're going to do it amongst ourselves by working together to make this the sacred place as it is and not just in the woods.
Mm-hmm. Area residents have started visiting the graves again and say they'll contribute time and energy to that effort. Pastor Davis says preserving local black history sends a message to the whole community.
It does show that you are somebody. You're not just a statistic. You're not just another person who deserves to be beat down.
The cleanup scheduled for after the ceremony ended up getting postponed for a warmer date in April. But preservation isn't just shovels and spades. Local historians have been compiling the stories of veterans and regular people buried in the Derry Cemetery and are listing them on genealogy websites for possible descendants to find. Laura Benchoff, WHYY News.